USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A federal judge in California extended the deadline she first imposed that mandated the release of immigrant children detained with their parents in ICE family detention centers. The deadline was initially set for tomorrow. Had the deadline not been extended, the migrant children ran the risk of being separated from their parents and released. Judge Dolly G. had ordered the release of the children in June after determining the coronavirus pandemic had made the family detention centers unsafe. G. said the government is already violating her earlier order by holding them longer than 20 days. The average child has been in detention over 100 days, and 97 children are affected by this order. The deadline was extended to July 27. Lawyers for the migrants say they should be released while awaiting the outcome of their asylum cases, given the rising number of COVID-19 cases in each ICE detention center. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Chicago Teachers Union is demanding schools reopen remotely only this fall, offering online classes until the city produces a plan to guarantee all safety for students and staff as the coronavirus outbreak continues. Chicago Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey said in a statement, "We stand for a safe and equitable reopening of the schools. COVID-19 cases are soaring instead of dissipating. There is no way to guarantee safety for in-school learning during an out-of-control pandemic." Chicago Public Schools has said it will not make a decision on in-person learning until closer to the start of the new year. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a speech about U.S. human rights advocacy abroad that he called for the country's return to founding principles while attacking the New York Times and criticizing recent racial justice demonstrations that have seen monuments to Confederate generals and George Washington vandalized or removed. Pompeo said, "Today, the very core of what it means to be American, indeed the American way of life itself, is under attack." This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
It's back to Beijing for a plane load of Americans, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
More than 100 U.S. diplomats and their families flew to China Wednesday just as tensions are ramping up between Beijing and Washington again. The flight was the first part of the administration's plan to restaff the diplomatic mission in China, the U.S. working to eventually return over 1,200 diplomats and their families after the mission was evacuated in February because of the coronavirus pandemic. A State Department email on Wednesday said more flights are being arranged. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
About 20,000 fans filed into Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee, making it the single biggest crowd since the coronavirus pandemic halted U.S. sports 4 months ago. Chase Elliott won NASCAR's annual All-Star Race and earned the $1 million prize in front of a socially distanced audience at the fabled track known as the Last Great Coliseum that can normally pack over 140,000 spectators. NASCAR and local governments have been allowing small numbers of fans into tracks, and the state of Tennessee gave Bristol race organizers the green light to sell up to 30,000 tickets as long as spectators were spread out for social distancing. The coronavirus pandemic stopped all spectator sports in the United States the second week of March. Major League Baseball slated to start next week, while competitive NBA and NHL contests are starting again in 2 weeks in neutral locations. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.